Okay, today's daf Yud Zayin. We're on Tes Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots, about 6-7 lines from the bottom. Darish Rav Nachum Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel. Right, so Darish Rav Nachum Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel. So Gemara is an argument to bring a psak halacha from the machlokas we had in the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah yesterday talked about the case of where they were makif. The idea was if you just had chesi or erev, and it was like a weak type of wall, how much space did they have in the field to carry? So Darish Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel Yochid, if he's an individual, Nosdin Lo Beis Asayim, he gets Beis Asayim, right? There's two sa'os worth. Shnayim, if it's two individuals who are in the field and they put up this type of weak mechitzos, Shnayim Nosdin Lehem Beis Asayim, they also get Beis Asayim. Shlosha, if they're three, then Nasu Shayara, they become the Shayara, they become like a caravan. In the caravan we have this heter, Vinostim Lahen Beis Shesh, and they get six space. So the Talmidim asked Rav Nachman, Shavka Rabbanon V'yavadato K'Rav Yosef Yehuda, wait a second, the Shita that you just brought down, that is the Shita of Rav Yosef Yehuda, right? That's exactly what Rav Yosef Yehuda said, right? Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda says Lo Dibur B'Shayira Kol Mechitza She'en Shal Shesh Erev Eino Mechitza Dir Rabbi Yosi, and the Gemara explained that meant that if it was for individuals, they only get Beis Asayim. So this is the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, which is an individual going against the Shita of the Rabbanan, right? The Rabbanan said Bein LeYachid Bein LeShayira, you get Kol Tzarchon, you get whatever they need. So why are you now passing like the Yachid as opposed to the Rabbim? So Hadar Okim of Nachman Amor Alei. So Rav Nachman got up and he pointed his Amora, which again is like the guy, it's the microphone guy, right? So Hadar Okim Rav Nachman Amor Alei, the Darash, and he said, Dvarim Yisher Martelif Nechem Toz Hin Biyodia. What I said before, I was mistaken. I made a mistake. Bram Kach Amru. This is what they say. Yochid Nosdin Lo Beis Asayim. If he's an individual that put up this weak fence, he gets Beis Asayim. Shnayim Nosdim lo beis asayim. Shlosha nasu shayara v'nosn l'kohen kol tzarchan. If it's three, they become a shayara and they get kol tzarchan. So Gemara says again, wait a second. That's not like the Rabbanan. Wait a second. The Reisha, right? In the Reisha, we talked about the Yachid. You're passing like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda again. Again, you're passing like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, saying you only get a beis asayim. And the Sefer, you're passing like the Rabbanan, says you can get to everything you want. But you're still passing, at least in the Reisha, like a Yachid as opposed to the Rabbim. So he says, no, I'm not passing like a yachid in Mishum Nekai Avua B'shitosei, because it's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda also agreed in this that the yachid only gets, right, that the yachid only gets Beis Hasayim, and therefore I have two people saying the Shita, so it's not a yachid anymore. So I'm going to pass him like I can still pass him like him. I always thought Rabbi meant like a majority. Here he seems to say, as long as it's not just one individual, that's not considered yachid. Rashi says, the second Rashi, in mishum dekayavu b'shitasei, de gabe yachid kam rabbi yudah nami de ein notional el beis hasayim mechita shasiv erev. So therefore, he's saying I'm not passing like a yachid anymore. Again, I really thought that I thought yachid and rabbi meant majority. Apparently, it means that it means here legitimately that it's not just one individual. As long as it's two people, it's not considered a yachid. Okay, amrav yudul amrav. Makes a cryptic statement. Shlosha, sometimes you'll have a caravan of three people, and nevertheless, b'chamesh asurin, you can carry in five besa around them is going to be asur, when you have these weak mechitzos, or shesi or erev, but sometimes sheva mutarin, but sometimes there'll be seven, and sometimes seven so you'll be able to carry. So sometimes you'll have five that you can't, and seven that you can, which seems weird. Why? Sometimes less is less, right? How does that work? So the Bnei Yeshiva said to Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say this? So he said, Rav Gidol says back, yeah, Oraisa Nivai Ksivai, the Amar Rav Hachi, I swear on the Torah, Nevi'im Uksuvim, Rashi says it's a Lashon Shua, right? Oraisa Nivai Ksivai, the Amar Rav Hachi, that Rav said this. So Amar Rav Hachi, Rashi said, what's the big deal? I'll tell you the case. I'll explain to you the case of where sometimes if they set it up, they can't even carry in five besa, but sometimes they can carry even in seven besa. So Amar Rav Ashi, my kasha, Dilma Hachik Amar, this is what they said. Hutzruchu, if the Anshe Shayara needed l'shesh, They needed six. They needed six spesa, right? The kifu b'sheva, and they made a seven. So that's okay. They only did. We said that each person gets a besa. So they did seven. So a filu b'sheva mutarim. Even seven's mutar, because you can't have besa. You can't have besa sayin, two sa free, but it's not needed. So here you had. They were five. They were needed six. There were five people. They needed six space. There's only one, and they enclosed seven. That's fine. So I only have one besa that's going to be really empty. That's not needed. So therefore, it's okay. You can't have two besa that's not needed. But in the next case was, and the case over there was lo hutzuchu el lechamesh. So what happens if you have this three people and they only need five, but they enclosed seven? Well, now I have two besa, besasayim, that's not needed. Well, that's not allowed based on the rules. As to why, I don't know. But that's not allowed based on the rules. And therefore, the whole thing is no good. Right? So again, Dilma Hachik Amar, Sheish, right? Hutzuchu Sheish, they needed six. Veikifu Sheva, and they enclosed seven. Afilu B'Sheva Mutarim, and all seven are Mutar, because you don't have a Beis HaSayim that's empty. Lo Hutzuchu El HaChamesh, if they only needed five, Veikifu B'Sheva, and they enclosed seven, so now I do have Beis HaSayim that's unnecessary, and therefore B'Chamesh HaSurim. And then the wall is no good anymore, so all five are no good. So now the Gemara says something, I don't understand this point. Vela, so the Gemara asks, Vela HaDeKatani, that which Bryson mentioned before, it says ubilvad shelo ye beis asayim panoi. You can make these walls, right? These weak walls, so long as they don't have a beis asayim of two sa'a that's unused. So my, what are they referring to that it's empty? What does panoi mean? My la panoi me adam. Does it not mean that it's empty of people? Lo panoi me kelim means that it's empty of even of utensils. I'm not sure what the Gemara is trying to get to over here. Rashi says. Rashi says, "My la panoi me adam." What does that mean? He says, "Kigon shlosha would be three shekifu chesayim that they encircled eight, right? Dechi yahavis the kolchad beis asayim. If you give each of them two sa'a, akati pashlu beis asayim panoi below bailim. You still have two space that's left over without owners. Aval zayin, but if you have seven, lo, then it shouldn't be a problem." Dechi Yahavit Beis Hasayim the Kol Chad, that if you give the Beis Hasayim to each one, lo pashtoi el chad beisa below bialim. Only have one beisa that doesn't have a bialim. It seems to be saying that each individual grabs is allowed to have Beis Hasayim. So if each individual is allowed to have Beis Hasayim, so therefore if I have this case of where they encircled seven, of three people encircled seven, you should still be mutter. As opposed to what we just said would be us. And the Gemara says, no, lo panoi mikilim. It means klomar, rasha sheyish bein michitzos, beis asayim panoi, shelo ayu tzrichim lo. Va'af agav de inu shlosha, im ein tzrichim ela beis asayim, v'kifu dalet nami batle michitzos. And I apologize, I don't understand what the Gemara is here. If you look at the article, maybe, I don't know. Okay. Itmar. Gemara says as follows. Right, we had this idea now that what happens if the numbers change over Shabbos? Right, get Rabbanah. Rabbanah said Yachid Rab doesn't make a difference. Let's say the numbers change. Right, the Mishnah had mentioned sources where one or two equals an individual, but three is a shayara, and then you get this heter when you have three that the walls work. What happens if Itmar Shlosha? They started Shabbos that they encamped with three, so therefore they encircled a larger field with the Shesia Erev, whatever it is, Umeis Echamehen, and one, here it says Meis, one left, one of them is no longer here, so now I'm down to two, right? Or have the other way, Shnayim had two people, so they encircled a large area, but they're now Usser to carry that large area, because it was too large. Vinitosvo Lehem, and then someone came and joined them on Shabbos. What is Koveya? When do we establish the... When do we establish what we are? So the Gemara says, Rav Huna Rav Yitzchak, Zamachok, Rav Hikuna Rav Yitzchak, Chad Amar Shabbos Goremes, the Chad Amar Deyorin Gormim. One said, whatever we had at the beginning of Shabbos, that's what we have, and that's what continues through. And one says, no, every moment, look at how many people you have at that time. So if another person joined later, so now I can use the larger encampment, because now I have three, it's a Shayara. Or if somebody left, well now I don't have that anymore, so I can't use it anymore. Rashi says, Shabbos Goremes, shlosha, if I have three, umeis echamehen, hoel v'garma Shabbos lahatir, since it, Shabbos caused it to be mutter, mutar mashlayim, I feel Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's more machmir, he'll allow these two people to carry in the larger area. And shnayim v'kifu yosir v'beis sasayim, so you have two and they encircle too large a place. Afal pishin, he talks about aleim diyorim, even though more people came later, asur in the Rabbi Yehuda would say it's asur, ho v'chnichvis l'shabbos garmal iser, because once Shabbos started, it was established as being asur. Right, and or do your gormim, or say the people who are there, gimel v'meis echamayhen, the butzri diorim. Now we've lessened the diorim. Asurim mikifu yosem meis peis asayim. Again, the whole idea is, how do you look? Look at the onset of Shabbos, or look at the here and now about how many people you have at that moment. So the Gemara then just says to stay in the Rav Huna who the Amar Shabbos goremes. We're gonna try. We had the machlokes in Rav Huna Rav Yitzchak. The Gemara didn't attribute either shita to either Amora. So now the Gemara tries to attribute the shita of Shabbos goremes to Rav Yehud, to Rav Huna. How do I know? The Amar Rabba, because Rabba said, be Amy Rav Huna. I asked the following question from Rav Huna, Uba Amy Rav Yehuda, and I also, I guess, asked from Rav Yehuda. What happens if Erev, Derech HaPesach, V'nistam HaPesach, Derech HaChalon, V'nistam HaChalon. So what happened was, they have two chatzeros, right? Rashi says, Erev, Derech HaPesach, V'nistam HaPesach, Rashi. Imhayu, Beis chatzeros. We had two chatzeros, okay? You have two chatzeros that can't carry from one chatzer to the other. So what do they do? And in between them, upesach beinehem, is this opening between the two of them. The irvu, derech hapesach, they made an erev, and they did what they were supposed to do, from that opening, to now allow carrying from one chatzer into the other chatzer. V'nistam hapesach, and now all of a sudden, the pesach crumbles, or something like that, or something, maybe the rocks fall down, somehow it gets blocked up. You don't have this opening in between. Oimayu beis chanuyos, or you had two stores with pesach b'neihem. The Ivru al dasa pesach ha'ashav nistam b'shavus shenufla kenegdom mepolis. The Gemara said, they asked the question, Mahu, what's the din? Rashi says, Mishari lashtemushi derech shar chalonos hapasuchos. Right? Can you now use the other windows? Can you be somich on them? And they were somich on this window. Can you now? And now it got closed up. So the Gemara says, but Amr Ali, and he answered me. Rav Huna answered me. Shabbos hoel v'hutra hutra. Well, look at the beginning of Shabbos. Since it was mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, it's good to go. So you see that he holds here that since Shabbos, at the beginning of Shabbos is what makes the determination by the Erev, he's going to make the same thing by the people. It's going to be the beginning of Shabbos that is going to determine. The Gemara says to Stayim, that's Muchach, that's the Das of Rav Huna, that he's the one who says that Shabbos is Gorem. So the Gemara then says, Lema, maybe we'll say this Machlok is Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak is whether Shabbos is Gorem, or the Diorim or Gorim is a machlokes tanoim. Lema ad Rav Huna v Rabbi Yitzchak bepluked the Rabbi Yosi v Rabbi Yehuda kamiflagi. Ditznan v Mishnah and daf tzadi dalek. Chatzer shenifritza mishtei ruchoseha. So we have a chatzer whose wall broke on two sides. Right? It broke on two sides. So we have the picture. Chatzer shenifritza mishtei ruchoseha. V'chein bayis shenifrats mishtei ruchosav. It was also a house itself that two walls on two sides crumbled in on Shabbos. V'chein mavoi shenitlu, issue with the girsi here, kol rasav olech gayav. I don't know why you need plural, because you don't need one lechi or one kol, you don't need both. That's what Tosas points out. Right, maybe talk about katsiros in general. The koro, the lechi, falls down. Mutar l'oso Shabbos. They're mutter still for that Shabbos. And this broke down on Shabbos. They're mutter for that Shabbos. Vasur l'asid lavo. But the next Shabbos is not going to be mutter. You have to fix it. Right, that's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's called Rabbi Yehuda. Seems to indicate Shabbos Goremes. As long as it's mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, it's mutter to go. Rabbi Yossi says no. I mean, he says in mutar l'osu Shabbos, if it's mutter for that Shabbos, then it's going to be mutter l'avo. He assumes l'asi l'avo, assumes l'osu Shabbos. But we know that it's going to be usher for l'asi l'avo. Therefore, we know it's usher for Shabbos. If it breaks now, it's no good. Right. So he's saying seems to be the same machlokas. Is Shabbos Goremes or is the here and now Goremes? Seems to be that Yehuda says Shabbos is Goremes, that's going to be like Rav Huna. And Rabbi Yossi says the here and now is Goremes, which is going to be like Rabbi Yitzchak. So Gemara says, no. Lema, so that's what Gemara says first. Lema Rav Huna, the Amr Rav Yehuda. And Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amr Rav Yossi. Gemara says, no. Amr Lach Rav Huna. Rav Huna is going to say back to you, Ana da Amri, I can say my din. Again, Rav Huna, who said in our case that Shabbos is Goremes, he's going to say, I feel Rabbi Yossi. Even I can go even according to Rabbi Yossi. I mean, Rabbi Yossi could typically hold Shabbos Goremes, but here in the Mishnah it's going to be different. Why? Anna da Amri Afilu da Rabbi Yosef. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yosef Hasim. Why over here does Rabbi Yosef say that? Why does Rabbi Yosef not say that if it started, it was mutter on Shabbat, beginning of Shabbos, it's mutter now when the walls fall in? Ela de listenu lemechitzos. Because look, the mechitzos are not here anymore. The mechitzos are gone. But hacha, but in a case of the diorim, it's the mechitzos. The mechitzos are still here. Which is, I think, is just, it's tough because there are two things in our case that caused, well, the heter. It's the mechitzos and it's the people. So you're going to say, oh, well, the mechitzos aren't here on, in the case of the Mishnah. Well, the people aren't here either. So, I mean, that's the next case. And Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, no, Ana da Amri Afilu Rabbi Yehuda. I'll say even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because when does Rabbi Yehuda say the Shabbos Garemes? Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda Hasam El the East Ludiorim. Because the people are still there. But Hacha, but in the case of the Shayara, List Ludiorim, the people aren't there. So it's just, you're choosing which one you you make is the more deciding factor in order to fit in. But since I guess you can do that, you can't necessarily say in line up the shitos, because each could sort of say that, no, focus on this factor, and then he'll hold like me. Focus on that factor, then he'll hold like me. I don't remember what Lemaisa we say if the Erev falls on Shabbos, we're just not supposed to tell people. That's the way it works. But really, I guess if people know, then
Shabbos never changes. Once it starts Shabbos.
Is that true?
100%.
Well, the mice, I think if you know about it, you're not supposed to continue carrying, but you're not supposed to tell people. I think. But no, I'm talking about the mice. Let's say you're in the neighborhood and the air is up on Shabbos, and then come Shabbos morning, they realize that, you know, there's a storm and the air got knocked down. Well, the source of Pesach got knocked down. The mice, what do we do? Are we allowed to, if you know about it, are you allowed to carry? I don't think so. Right. So, I thought maybe somebody knew. Okay, fine. No, you're talking about carrying from a house into a chatzer, or from one chatzer to another chatzer. It's Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Okay. All right. The Mishnah said. The Chachamim say that it's enough to mechitzas echa mishnei dvarim. You know, even if you have just a shesi or just an erev, it's still going to be a good mechitza for everything. So the Gemara says, well, hainu tainakama. That's the same thing as the Tanakama. Right? The Tanakama gave us all these examples of go with thing. You can do three strings going this one way. It's fine. So what's the difference between Tanakama and the Chachamim? The Gemara has to come up. Ika benayu yochid biyishuv. The machlokus in the Tanakama and the Chachamim at the end. Is Yachid B'Yishuv. Rashi says, it's like the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Ike benayu Yachid B'Yishuv. The Tanakama the Ka'amar lo dibru b'shayara ele b'hove. Right, the idea was the Mishnah spoke about a shayara. So somebody said, oh, that's only talking about a shayara. The Tanakama said, no, we're talking about a shayara because that's a typical case of where you would have to make these makeshift walls. So he says, the Tanakama the Ka'amar lo dibru b'shayara ele b'hove. Ul olam yachid nami mutter, and even for a yachid mutter to make these walls, yachid dum yud shayara. He's the Tanakam is saying specifically, it's a yachid who's in the same situation as the shayara, which means he's on the road, right? Then he's that yachid dum yud shayara the bederech velo b'yishuv. Not if he's sitting in the town. If he's sitting in the town, he can't make these makeshift walls, right? Hove yachal asos mechitza hugenes, because in the town he can make a good wall. The Tanakam is just saying there's no difference between a yachid and a shayara when you're out in the field. But the Rabban and Basrai, the later Rabban in the Mishnah, say, I'm milsa the Rabbi Yosef Rehuda kaimahadar de ka'amar iu, right, because they're going with the words of Rabbi Yosef Rehuda, who says, it's not, he said, it's not a mechitz at all, whether it's in the yishuv or in the field, comes these chacham afterwards and said, no, echa b'shtei dvarim o sesi o'er mechitza, he echad yachid echad rabin bein mederek bein miyushu. Doesn't matter. It's a good wall for anybody, no matter where they are. So Tanakama is going to say it's a good wall for anybody in the Bikka, and the Rabban Basrai is going to say it's a good wall for anybody anywhere, even in the inhabited areas. Okay. So now the connection between this mission and the previous mission is the mission before mentioned dinim that the Chachamim were makled by Erevin when it came to this caravan of people that were stuck outside. So now the Gemara is going to mention other dinim that the Chachamim were makel for the case of the army. And one of the things that the army's in an encampment, one of the things that we makel for is Eruvim. They're going to be makel on an Eruv for the army. So there's a list. four items that they were makel for the army camp, right? Abad dvarim pachiru b'machaneh. There are four things that they mentioned that they were poter, that they were not machmer in a machaneh. Rashi says hotzos l'mechama. What are they? Number one, mevin eitzim mikol makom. They can take trees from everywhere. Rashi says mevin eitzim the ein choshum legezel. That they can go to the fields and they can take the trees because they can use it to sort of like an eminent domain type idea, and they can take it from people even if it's from private property. Number two, upiturim mirichitzas yadayim. They don't have to wash their hands. Right, mirichitzas yadayim. So the Gemara says that's going to be mayim rishonim, not mayim achronim, because mayim achronim has a sakana involved. So that's going to be upiturim mirichitzas yadayim. Number three, umidmai. They're allowed to eat dmai. We don't have to be urine. The Dmai again is that we're concerned that the Amaretz didn't take off certain Maisos, Trumas didn't take off. We're concerned about certain Maisos. We say Rov Amaretz do take it off, but we're Machmir typically to not eat it unless we remove the Maiser. When it comes to the eyes in the army, we're going to be so mich on the fact that the Amaretz did take it off. And number four, Mila Arev. They don't have to make an Erev, Rashi says, Eruv Echatzeros. They don't have to make an Eruv Echatzeros. They don't have to make an Eruv Chatzeros. They're allowed to carry from, I guess, if they set off different parts of the camp and there are different Rishus HaYachids, we don't have to have this Eruv between one Rishus HaYachid and another Rishus HaYachid. We're going to be Mekel. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, learned in the Braisa, Machane HaYotzes, if a camp, the campment is going out, L'Molchemes Rishus, even for Molchemes Rishus, Mutarim Begezel Eitzim, Yevashim. They're allowed to take even dry wood is the bigger kiddush because dry wood is roi for burning, so the owner might really want them. We're going to say, yeah, there's mutter begezel, which basically means it's not considered gezel, even though stam person who takes it would be gezel. And here the Gemara says, even mochemes rishus, not even mochemes mitzvah. Rashi has an interesting definition of mochemes rishus, which I don't think is what he has. He says, mochemes rishus, he says, "Stam milchamos rishus. Most milchamos are rishus. Mi milchemes Yeshua ve'elech. From any time from Yeshua after they conquered the land, going onwards, shehi ha'isam milchemes mitzvah. Anything after Yeshua is milchemes mitzvah. It's not necessarily kolodeos. What if there's a defensive war? Someone attacks. What if there's, you know, you need to get more land because you know population grew and you need more resources." There are other types of cases where other people say that's also going to be considered Milchemus Mitzvah. Not a sugi here, just an interesting Rashi. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer, he says after Yoshua is Milchemus Mitzvah. The Milchem of Yoshua is Milchemus Mitzvah. Right? Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Af Chonin Bechol Makom. They even allowed them to camp anywhere, even in Rishus HaYochid. They can sit anywhere. And he says, "Ubimakum shenargu." Somebody gets killed. Sham nikborim. They can be buried right there on the spot. I guess they can take a status of a meis mitzvah. They can be buried right there on the spot. And the owner of the field, where the person's there, can't say, "No, don't bury in my field." Burying in this person's field becomes problems for tumah. You have to set everything off. You'd be concerned people walking through it. But he says, "No." He grabs the spot right there. So the Gemara says, "Wait a second. Mutarim begezel eitzim yuvashim." They're allowed to take the dry wood. Hi, this din that they're allowed to take the dry wood, that's not a kula that's specifically for the anshei, for the army, for the soldiers. That's takanta de Yeshua Havai. That's one of the 10 takanas that Yeshua made when they came into Eretz Yisrael. The Amar Mar, because we have a bright, someone says, this Gemara in Bava Kama, Asara Tenayim Hitna Yeshua. Yeshua made 10 tanaim. In order to give up the land, he made them agree to 10 things. There were 10 conditions in order to get the land that Yeshua made when he gave them out. One of them was, Sheyu Mireim Bechorashim, that you're allowed to graze your animals in the, I think it's in the forests, right? Yeah, Sheyu Mireim Bechorashim, Rashi says, they can graze in the forest. What's the big deal? That's not an area that's made for harvesting. That's used for, I guess, for firewood. So if I go into where a place where it's forested, so he can graze there because no one's using that ground to plant. That's number. That was one of them. And number two, umilaktim eitzim misadosehem. You can let it gather branches, trees and stuff like that from their fields. Right, Rashi says, Oh, there's Rashi, there's there. All right, so you see from here that it's one of the ten Tanayim that Yeshua already made to people, that you're allowed to go take the wood from other people's fields. So if you're allowed to take the wood from other people's fields, already made to Yeshua, what's the chiddush to tell me that the soldiers are allowed to do that? So Gemara says, no, I'll give you a different distinction. Chasam, when it came to the kind of Yeshua, it's talking about behismi behigi, which means like thorns and brush. That's what you can take. You can take thorns, thistles, things like that. But to take, but hacha, when it comes to the army encampment, bishar eitzim. You can take actual twigs and logs and branches and real stuff. Inami, another distinction can be, hasam there, Yeshua said, you're only allowed to take b'muchubarin, things that are still attached to the ground. But attached to the ground, it hasn't yet been taken by the owner of the field to be used. So you can break and take it off. But hacha, when it came to the anshei machaneh, b'tulushim, even things that are detached, you can take. Rashi says, "Hachal betulushim, afal pishet tulashom habayilim mitzarchon." Even though the owner already harvested them and broke them off for his own needs, lahasik v'yishbem mishum gezel achem, and other people can't take it. That's anshei tzava can't take it. And another possible distinction, inami hasam there, where Yeshua said you're allowed to take the branches and the wood from other people's fields. That's belachim. That's if they're moist and wet, but they're not really good for firewood, so the owner's not so makbid. But hacha b'yevashim. But the soldiers, they can even take dry wood, which is, that's a big, so there's a difference. Right, so the takana of Yeshua was only to allow you, I guess if you do all three, combined, the takana of Yeshua only permitted you to take moist thorns that are attached to the ground. Get them all in. Whereas opposed to the soldiers can even take dry wood that's detached, and it's real wood, not just thistles and thorns. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda betema omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, we're going to the Braisa. It said, af chonim b'chol makom. They can encamp anywhere, even in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And b'makom shnei ragim, sham nikbarim. Whenever they're killed, that's where they're buried. So the Gemara says, whenever they're killed, that's where they're buried. Pshita. That's pashut. Why is that a chiddush? Right? It's a meitz mitzvahu. They're a meitz mitzvah. There's no none of their families around them. They're in the middle of the army. Meis mitzvah, and meis mitzvah konas b'komo. Rashi says, meis mitzvah konas b'komo, echad miyud tenayim shehisna Yeshuahu. That's another one of the ten tenayim that Yeshua made. A meis mitzvah is konas his area, becomes his, gets buried right there. This is a meis mitzvah, so what's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha, the case where the chachanim needed to make the takana for the soldiers, is lo nitzricha af al gav to isle kovrim. People around. Maybe he was in. Maybe the platoon that he was in had his relatives. Rashi says, right? Sheish lo yorshim, that they can bury him. Right? I guess the people are there. That he's not considered a meis mitzvah anymore. He would be considered a meis mitzvah according to Yeshua, but the takana the chacham here would allow him to be buried in that spot anyway. The Tanya, because we had a following brisa, ezehu meis mitzvah. What's considered a meis mitzvah? Kol she'ein lo kovrin. He doesn't have anyone to bury him. But Kore, but I guess if a Kohen, who was allowed to bury the Meis Mitzvah, the Kohen can call out, V'achayim only know so, and others will answer him and come bury, ain't a Meis Mitzvah. That's not a Meis Mitzvah. I guess, I mean, there is a group in the army that goes around usually to pick up, you know, the fallen. So maybe it's not considered a Meis Mitzvah, so therefore, the Takana here is made. It's not the Takana of Yeshua, because the Takana here, these may not be necessarily Meis Mitzvah, the Takana here allows them to be buried in their spots as if they are a Meis Mitzvah. Right, so the Gemara says, wait a second, the Meis Mitzvah Kona Mekomo, is it really true that a Meis Mitzvah is Kona the place Mamish where he gets, where he dies, that's that spot on the road? Vatanya, we have the following Braisa. Hamotze Meis Mutal Besratia. So you find a mace lying on the road, right? Right, Rashi says, Derech Kavusha, he's lying on the road. So where are you going to bury him? So Brisa says, Malfineo liyamin ha-esratia olu smol ha-esratia. You move him to either side of the road. You don't have to bury him right there. You move him to either side of the road. Now, if you have on either side, on one side, you have sedei bor, which means a field that has not been plowed. It's not been used. V'sedei nir, and on the other side is a plowed field. Well, the plowed field, you don't want to, that's being used already. So mifaneles debor, you move him to the unplowed field. If it's sedei nir, on one side it's just a plowed field, and the other side sedei zera, it's a planted field. Mifaneles sedei nir, you move him to the sedei nir, because the other and whatever field is more further along the line of being used, you move him to the other one. Hayu shteim niros, shteim zeros. If they were both the same, both were plowed, both were both were planted. Shtei Buros, both are empty. Mafnei l'chol rul sheyirtzi. You move him any side that you want. So what's going on? If he's on the road, you can move him. What do you mean? If he's koni mekomo, got to bury him on the spot. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi b'hacha b'meis mutal ala meitzar askinan. I'm not sure how we translate it over here, but Rashi says, shemushka b'rocha v'aderech b'meitzal meitzar. I guess he's like lying horizontally across the road. You can't leave him there, because then if you bury him where he is, then everyone who passes through this road, remember this is a main thoroughfare, if anyone passes, it's now going to become tamei meitzar, it's going to be a mahil over it. So you can move him anyway. So once you're moving him anyway, then the Gemara gives the rules of where he should be moved. Right? Rashi says, Right, so Amar Rav Bibi, right back inside, Hacha b'meis mutal ametzar askinan, when we tosh shenitna reshus lefnosam in ametzar, once we have permission to move him from the road, then mifnei l'chol ruach sheyirtze, then you can move him to any side that you want, based on these, you know, determining factors. Okay. The Mishnah also mentioned that the Anshei Tzava are peturim mirichitzas yadayim. They're putter from washing their hands. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Lo shanu ela mayim rishonim. We're talking about washing your hands before they eat. I'm not sure what the issue is. Maybe water is at a premium. But they're putter from washing their hands before they eat. Aval mayim achronim. Mayim achronim is a chova. Mayim achronim is a chova. It says a chova as opposed to obligation. There's a whole to do about that. What does it mean chova as opposed to mitzvah? If there's no bracha on it, it's a chova. Why? And Amru Chiyah Bar Yishim Ibnei Ma Amru Achronim Mayim Achronim Chova. Why is Mayim Achronim a chova? Ibnei Shem Melech Stomis, because they used to have this Melech Stomis, this very, very strong salt. Shemisame Seinayim. That if you rubbed your eyes, it could blind you. So they would tell you have to wash your hands afterwards. Right? The Gemara says in Brachos that after each meal, they would, you know, dip their hands in the salt, and I guess for some reason, so were choshish that they would put their hands in the salt. So this comes off to Mayim Achronim Bezmanazeh. Tosos, pretty much throughout Shas, says that Bezmanazeh, you don't need to do Mayim Achronim. Tosos here says the same thing. He says, Tosos, Akshav lo nohagu b'mayim achronim. He says, now we're not knowing b'mayim achronim. The ain melech stomich matzah b'neinu. The whole reason is because of melech stomis, and we don't have melech stomis, then we don't need to do Mayim Achronim. He says, Inami, another reason, we don't do anymore what the Gemara and Bracha says. We don't dip our fingers in the Melech Stomis. Even if you had Melech Stomis, we don't do that. I mean, we don't use our hands anymore. We use utensils. Right? If we're using utensils, we don't have this Klash. So Tosa says throughout, you don't have this idea of Mayim Achronim. The Ritva and others say there's another reason for doing Mayim Achronim. The idea is that when before you get, as Gemara says, before you make the bracha, birchas hamazon, you're supposed to sanctify yourself, and that's why you're supposed to wash your hands. And then others bring down the Magen Avraham and the Gra. They bring down. There's also Kabbalistic reasons. So there, I think the Mishnah Berurah and the Gra very machbin on Mayim Achronim, but there are those who hold like Tosos and say you don't need to do Mayim Achronim. Right? Everyone does what their minhag is, but there are shitos, you know, shitos and rishonim on both sides. Okay, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, "Umishtakicha kikorta b'chura." Melech stomis. This melech stomis that we have, it's found a small amount in every large amount of salt. You're always going to find it. Some of the Ravacha braid the Rav Ravashi kayal milcha mai. The person who measures the salt, what's his din? Does he have to wash the dime after he measures it or not? So Amrale Ravashi says, "Halvomi baye." This isn't a question. I'm not sure what it means. Rashi says, "Kol shekin tzarech." I says, what do you mean? What are you asking? Silly question. Of course he has to. He's touching the salt. So that seems to be what it is. Of course he has to wash the salt. He has to wash his hands. Okay, then the Mishnah said, Umi Demai, that the Anshei Tzava, they are allowed to eat Demai. They don't have to take off the Maisers if they get the food from the Aniyim, the Tanan. So we have a Mishnah in Maseches Demai. Machil Mes Aniyim Demai. We can feed the poor people Demai without having to be take off Meiser, we're not going to be choshish, even though there's a suffix whether the Meiser was taken off, we're not going to be choshish for that shash when it comes to the Aniyim. The Esa'achsinaya demai. We're also makil when it comes to achsina. Rashi says, Chiel habal melech Yisrael lilachem aloiveim. You know, a group of soldiers, Jewish soldiers that come to fight for Yisraelim, and they're Jewish, then you're not, we can feed them the demai. And Amrav Huna, Rav Huna says, we learned this in a Braisa. In Braisa, we learned that this is a machlokas between Beishami Silo, Tana, and a Braisa. Beishami Omrim, Ein Machlas Aniyim Demai, Vesach Sanim Demai. We don't feed the poor, and we don't feed the soldiers Demai. Beisil Omrim, Machlas Aniyim Demai, Vesach Sanim Demai. Beishil says that we do. Tosus just points out, right, why do we say, why don't, oftentimes we say, why do we care? Why do we care? We already know what the halach is, and then you're going to bring that machlokas Beishami Silo. Why are you bringing to me Beishami? Who cares? We don't hold like Beis Shammai. So Tosa seems to indicate is that you should know now if someone wants to hold like that other Shita, Chas V'Shalom, can't hold like the other Shita because the worst thing in Shas is to hold like Beis Shammai. Right? So that's why you can't do that. Tosa says, Lo Shayakan Lahakshos V'chi Taimed the Beis Shammai Asal Hashminin. Why? You're just coming us to tell us what Beis Shammai says? Right? The Kamash Malan, the Imishkachas Tana, the Amar Emachilim, to come to teach us. If you find somebody who teaches you that you're not machil to the poor people or to the soldiers, lo tichushle, don't be choshish that shita at all. The Beis Shammai, because that's the shita Beis Shammai, and we're not choshish the shita Beis Shammai. The chiregav namin of the perik basa yivamos. A similar case, I guess, the end of the perik at the end of the last perik in Maseches Yivamos. Okay. Then the Mishnah said another thing that they are pater from is mila arev, to make an arev. Amri debe Rabbi Yanai. The Bei Rabbi Yanai said, which area are they discussing? Lo shanu ela eruve chatzeros. It's discussing the eruv chatzeros, the thing that's going to permit them to carry within the camp from one Rishus HaYachid to the other Rishus HaYachid. Aval eruve tchumim, but an eruv tchum chayavim. To make an eruv tchumim, which will permit you to carry 2,000 amas beyond the area of the at the edge of the edge of the encampment, that would be chayav. I mean, they're not allowed to go beyond the tchum of a payim ama. That's not gemekyo, right? So I mean, so they're going to say, what's the reason why? But the idea is because mina Torah, it's permitted to carry from Shusha Yachid to Shusha Yachid. So under the Rabbanan, they're going to be mekyo. But the Tani Rabbi Chiya says, lokin al eruv etchumim dvar Torah. He holds that eruv etchumim are din d'oraisa, and you'll get malchus. So we're going to be make all these things that we're making for the anshei tzava are the rabbanans. If it's something you get malchus on for violating, well, that's a din d'oraisa. We're not going to be making on a d'oraisa. Right? The Tani Rabbi Chiya lokin al eruv etchumim d'oraisa. I'm sorry, the dvar Torah. Rashi says the ksiv because the pasuk says al yetze ish mimkomo. Person should not leave from his place. Umehachi afinan tchumim, and that's where we learn that concept of tchumim. The Perik Misho Tziu, the Kaman, Dafnan Aleph. We'll see in a few weeks. The idea that's where we're going to come in from. So Gemara says, Maski Flor Rav Yonasan, Rav Yochanan Yonasan, Esar Rav Chiya, V'chilokin Alav She'be'al. We get Malkos for a Lav that's written, that's formulated as Al, right? Because the Pasuk says, Shavu Ish Tachtav, Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo. It doesn't say Lav, it says Al. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? You don't get Malkos for it says Al? So Maskev Achav Yaakov El Meyata. That's the case. Tiksev Al Tifnu El Avos Val Yudonim is Avodah Zara. Al, you don't. Hachinam De Loki. You don't get Malkus on that case. Of course you get Malkus. You get Al Lav. You get Malkus on it. What's your asking? What are you asking about? So Gemara says no. Rav Yonasan Hachakakashile. Rav Yonasan is asking the following question. This case of violating, if you violated the Oraisas on Shabbos. It's lav shenitan las haras misas basin. It's a lav that if you violate, you're subject to getting misas basin. And the rule is, ko lav shenitan las haras misas basin, ein lokin lav. You don't get malchus. Why? Because he's saying here, as Rashi points out, from this pasuk of al yetze ishrim komo, biyomashvi, it's not only discussing the concept of going beyond the tchum, it's also talking about you're not going to go from one rishus to another rishus. Right? Rashi points out, he says, the kol lav shenitan las haras misas beisdin, shelo yasa kein shemishchayel misas beisdin, ein lokin lav. Afilu lo hizru, the hashtel, well, the case being, Rashi doesn't say, the case being here is that the assumption is, this is all talking about the real violation of the malacha d'oraisa, one of the 39 malachos of hotzah. Right, al-yif, not supposed to leave from one jishos to another jishos. So the lav of this pasuk is referring to a lav that has las haras misas beisdin. If it's a law that has asharas misas basin, you don't get malchus. So how are you telling me that you... So the pasuk now, according to the Havmin here, the pasuk is discussing two isurim. It's discussing both the idea of not going beyond the tchum and the idea of not going from one rishus to another rishus. And not going from one rishus to another rishus is you get misa for. So you can't get malchus for anything that's in the pasuk. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Ashi, miksiv al yotzi, right? Don't say that one person can't take out something from one makam to the other. It's al yetze, talking about the individual himself. Meaning it's not discussing, according to Gemara here, Tosfos asks on this, but it says it's not discussing a case of hotzah, it's only discussing a case of tchum. The case of tchum is not a lav that's nitan hasharas mis based in. If it's not a lav that nitan hasharas mis is based in, you can get malchus for it. If you can get malchus for it, still it's a doraisa. If it's a doraisa, that's why they were not makel on it when it comes to the shayara. Okay, we'll stop here. The new parak, hajun alach mavoy, hajun alach mavoy, hajun alach mavoy. Pick up the second parak tomorrow.